Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. You will also get, if you call that number, Joe's Four Diamond. American Conference win total for this coming season. That is coming up this hour here on Carver and Lisi. We are also joined by special guest, the sportsbook consigliere, Dave Sharapan, here for this hour. We have several things football-wise that we are going to discuss. There it is, the doorbell. There it is. Come on through. Come on through the door as we do
bring
have
in
Dave.
The dessert.
I wanted to bring up just I want to get into the football, and I don't want to start it with the small segment. I don't want to cheat Joe with anything, so we want to get into everything. The rest of the show after this segment is all football.
Excellent.
Just so Joe knows. But
excellent.
Let me ask you this, Dave. In the book,
yep.
This dopey home run derby seems like another thing that, like the NFL draft and like other things, like this is like something like you probably want no part of this. Like if you're actually, but like honestly, how do you figure out who's gonna win the home run derby? I mean, it is as dart throw as it gets when you get an.
I loved
like
it.
That.
That's exactly what you want to book. This was one of my favorite days because one, there's nothing else going on.
Right.
Two, everybody has an opinion. And three, you just said it. It's a dart throw. So I love booking it. Take all the bets you can. You have zero lean. You have zero anything. You just let the bets take you there. It's great. I love watching it, except for you can't figure out when the guy can throw the next pitch. It's always a dispute every time. Some guys let him throw it right away. The ball's not down yet. It's coming. Guy hit it 425. It didn't land, and the next pitch is coming. So it's always a dispute. But at least now, like, the numbers are official. Like, there's no – back in the day when we started doing this, you know, I was offshore. There was like, you think it's this number. Now you play against guys. It's enough to, you know – the more variants, Mike, the better for the book. I loved it.
Mm. Seems like a real pain in the rear end to deal with. But like you say, it's, you know, it's probably everybody.
Handle's gone up.
Yeah.
Handle's gone up on it. I mean, they do a great job promoting it.
Probably more than
I went to
game.
It last year.
Probably more than
it was
game.
I went to both in L.A. last year with my oldest.
Oh, that's right. You went.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my first time at an All-Star game. And the home run derby was, if I was making a price, was minus 500 better than the game. It was tremendous. Mm. The home run derby was electric, fun, loud, Electric atmosphere. It was great.
Joe, would you rather go to the Home Run Derby or the actual game?
Home Run Derby. Game sucks.
Another one for the Home Run Derby.
Game sucks.
I'd rather go to the game. I'd rather go to the game.
Nah. I wouldn't go. Honestly, I wouldn't go to either.
Well, I know that. I mean, you'd go to. I'm not saying this in a bad way. I mean, you'd go to.
I wouldn't even go to the Pro Bowl. How about you go to the Coastal Carolina Spring game
before going to the MLB All-Star game.
I mean, that's. Yes, I would not. I would not even go to the Pro Bowl. The fluff, I could care less about. The honest fluff is like.
It's the East-West Shrine game, also fluff.
It's Bush League. So it's like, you know, okay, great. All right, I went. It's just to say you went. All right, great. You're a fan.
Some people like to be seen, Joe. There's a lot of people that like to be seen.
That we know. So.
Right.
You know. This industry is filled with that. You know.
Sounds like Wembanyama's becoming one of those guys, too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wembanyama, Friday night in the Summer League. Get ready, baby.
Oh, he's gonna try and put in like 40. Watch.
He's gonna play like 12 minutes.
He's gonna try to put in forty points in twelve minutes.
And I got a line for this game already. I'm on the Hornets plus the 6.5. I'm not buying the hype.
You're not buying it.
No. I bet you he barely plays.
That's what I said.
6.5 for the Hornets. Give it to me.
Is it our nature to be like this, like where we always kind of try to veer left when the lane says you must go right?
Joe's taught me that.
Not all the time. I mean, there's certain things where the trend you follow. But you're a veer. When you get 10 people in a room and they can't, and 2 plus 2 equals 7, and they all say the same answer, then I'll go the other way.
Yeah.
Right? So it's
2 plus 2 never
depends on. It depends on who's saying they like it. If it's not anybody that I think is got a couple of...
So it's more who's saying it than what they're saying?
Yeah, if Joe gets, like, the guy in the Bronx Tale, the mush comes down with the newspaper. Oh. Like, if he sees him on him, then that Joe automatically is going the other way. Automatic.
It's an automatic.
Oh.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Charapan hanging as well. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard there. With the doorbell. Dave's already here.
Who's coming
Dave's
in?
He's already here with the doorbell. What is that? I believe Izzy from Vegas. Iggy or Izzy? I didn't hear the...
Two G's.
Iggy.
It's actually Steel Dragon? What's going on? It's actually Ignacio Iggy Sessa.
Wow.
They call me the Don. The Don. I can't believe Dave has friends.
Nobody calls him the Don.
A rumor I can't believe Dave has friends, you make a mean omelet.
Pretty good, you know. Got about 8 eggs in there. No big deal, right? Dave, you can put a couple in there, right?
What about the mozzarella sticks? Iggy, tell them about the mozzarella sticks. They're the best on planet Earth.
Forget about it. Those mozzarella sticks go a mile away. They're unbelievable. Fresh Bella cheese. We bread them ourselves. We throw them in the fryer. We throw them up. We kick them out. We do what we got to do with them. No big deal.
Nice.
No big deal.
Iggy, I'm bringing Mike and Joe both to sit at the captain's table when the next time they come to Vegas, and we're going to sit and talk. But right now, I need Carver to at least tell you why the Cubs really have no shot of winning the division, let alone making the playoffs. Mike, you want to tell him? I mean, I try to tell him every day. He don't listen to me, Mike.
First of all, I can't believe Dave has friends. Okay.
Oh. He doesn't.
Where are we going with this?
He just thinks he does.
I mean, what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you got two...
Go ahead, Iggy.
You got to bust rocks. I got to bust rocks sometimes, you know? Listen,
no,
the Cubs. The Cubs are okay. Oh, they're okay. They're doing fine right now. Okay, they're a young team. They got potential. It's going to take a couple years before they do what they got to do. So we'll see
how
what
are they
happens.
One of the only they seven teams rid, in the National League with a rid. Plus run differential? How did they pull that off?
Oh, who
they're
knows?
40-46, and they're plus 23. Yeah. How did they get? How do they do that? Did they win a game 22-1 or something like that? Did I miss one of these games where the Cubs win a lot? Well, look, here's the good thing for the Cubs. The division sucks. Although the Reds now are good. So it's hard to.
The Reds are good.
Right.
So the Reds have taken off. So unless you think the Reds are coming back to earth,
you got some good young players, so they'll do well. Cincinnati's a great team right now. So the division sucks.
I can tell
you
why the positive run differential for the Cubs.
Why
I can tell you. Because the Cubs are 6-0 against the Pirates. Okay, this guy reminds me every day. We have a bet head-to-head. I have Pirates plus 10 season wins for a meal on the house. If I get it, he's going to pick up the check. So, but we're going to battle.
How many games they got left? How many more games they got?
There's 80 games left. We got the same number of wins.
No. With the
we're
Cubs,
okay. I got plus 10.
Plus 10.
Oh, both teams are 40-46 right now. So.
Thank you, Michael.
You're getting 10 wins out of the whole at the 162. So after 162, you're adding 10 to the total.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, I like where you're at right now. You're like you're like minus 350 right now, Dave.
I'm a big favorite. Tell him.
You're a big favorite.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Get the omelet ready and the mozzarella sticks.
You can't put
your fellas
got to
make it to the cafe.
It's too stringy.
Yes, I do have to get out there. I have to get out there. I was going to go with Dave last time I was there, but I was.
He went golfing instead. He went to Reflection Bay.
Yeah, I went to Reflection Bay. I couldn't make it to. Nice. I had to go play Reflection Bay. So that was good.
Well, I'm trying to get Dave out there. Trying to get Dave out to golf on Sunday, so we'll see what happens.
Wow, how about
what do you
that?
Think, Dave?
Yeah. Mm. Well,
I'm,
he was texting
me
during the show. I said, I'm on the phone.
I can call your wife.
I mean,
out of town.
Emerges. Cut the phone call. That's enough, Iggy.
Out of town.
I mean,
man.
Seriously. He's going to call the wife. He's serious, though.
I kind of like this guy. I'll keep him on. I'll keep him on. I like this guy.
Well, I call your wife.
I got that kind of power.
I'll call you later about the golf, please.
All right, Iggy. I heard you got a great store. I can't wait to go into it when I get out there.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, come on in anytime, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Sounds good.
I appreciate you guys.
There he is.
Go Cubs, go.
There's Iggy out at the Omelet Cafe out there in Vegas.
Unbelievable.
One of the all-time great establishments. So I have to get in there. We got a sample, Joe. I mean, now, Joe, I'm sure he could set you up. Now, Joe, do you do any eggs for you, Joe? Is that part of the
protein package for you?
Okay,
eggs
I don't know.
Eggs with no bread.
So
every
you'll do, you, but you won't do the hours. Omelet because you won't do the cheese in there. Will you
no,
do
no,
that?
No. I do the cheese is all protein. So we do the cheddar cheese forest omelet with cheddar and mushrooms and a little mushroom ragu over it.
Oh. Wow, the ragu.
Yeah,
not bad. All right, so then that'd be a good spot for you then to get you over there, to Iggy.
The young guy with Sharapan all last year at the draft. No omelet house.
We went over this. You didn't leave the strip for only one place, and I'm going to leave it disclosed where you went. Okay, you didn't want to go anywhere. You were running around with the young kids,
busy doing your thing. Was it?
You didn't want to go. I had you full set up, and Iggy will make whatever you want. You can special order whatever healthy omelet you want. He makes gluten-free pancakes. He'll do whatever you want, Joe, to make sure you maintain that physical, wonderful physique that you got.
All right.
You're in the mix, Joe. You're ready to rock.
Top of the list now.
You're good to go.
It's about that time in the off season where we start the sauna soon.
Sauna. Wow. How long do you go when you go in a sauna?
40 minutes.
Wow.
They say only 20, 25. I do 40.
You push everything.
40
minutes. At least
he's
an extra guy. Everything he does is extra.
I mean, I wish I had 40 minutes to sit in the sauna. That would be great.
Sweat it all out. You sweat out.
I couldn't find 40 minutes. I wish I could find 40 minutes to sit down.
Hey, you know, I was just
sauna
thinking,
or otherwise.
Too. You know what I was just thinking the other day? I'm like, look at these people that are in their mid-40s and have like 8- and 9-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what
yeah.
are they thinking? Right?
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah, that
and
was
then
me.
I'm thinking,
what?
And then that was me.
Yeah, right.
But I wouldn't want to be you right now.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
It is what it is.
You know, I like when they're self-sufficient and they can, you know, they have minds yeah. of their own. And then, but then what happens is then they start, they're worse than the two of you. You know, I'm busting my ass in the gym 4 days a week. They're telling me I got a dad bod.
What?
Yeah.
You? Yeah. Who's telling you that? They're wrong.
You get two teenagers, that's what happens.
Oh, your kids are telling you that.
Oh, yeah, you're not working hard enough.
Yeah,
you're not working
hard enough. Yeah, they're gonna give you the business. That's not, you know.
I gotta go back Rocky style. I need snow.
I think we ought to knock his block off.
I didn't hear no bell. No bell. All right, Joe, get yourself set up. When we come back, American Conference, four diamond. American win total. We got to get
this
that
has me intrigued,
back.
Michael. I don't know who it's
this
going
is,
to be. I can't wait to hear this.
Every night we've been doing this, and then it kind of filters into some other teams as well after we started. In fact, Joe, I don't know if you saw this, what they put up. But
yeah.
season-long said, passing
yep.
and receiving
yep.
props
you can't
for college
you can't
football?
You can't parlay them.
We'll just have to play them straight. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Good to have you aboard. Dave Sharapan, the Sportsbook Consigliere, with us as well. 844-843-6879. Is the number to get involved. All right, Joe, we've been promising the four diamond American Conference win total for this coming season. And of course, just to give everybody a little heads up, the American Conference looking very different this year. You have UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston out. You have teams like UTSA and Florida Atlantic in. So, Joe, a very different-looking conference as we get started.
Yes. So, four-star is my best or, like, second tier?
No,
because you know my best.
It's your you know, the five-diamond is the best pick. So,
right,
this is
well,
your second
well, you
choice.
You know I like Memphis.
Hold on. I got to write this down. Five-diamond, four-star, platinum. What is the jeweler? I mean... Carver's the jeweler. He comes up
I'm
with
a sapphire pick. The sapphire
is that better
you've
or worse?
Gotta,
I can't keep track of all this.
You gotta. People have to. They've been keeping track at home every night. There's been a different level of gemstone or otherwise. That, like I said, we had ruby last night. We had a ruby play in the Pac-12. So we need
ruby Pac-12.
So we're on the four diamond American
four
Conference
diamond.
Play.
All right, so this is the and let me for the record, you know I already bet Memphis to be undefeated, right? So that's out the window. Even though they're plus money at over 8.5, so that doesn't count because that's
well,
my
that would that's
going to
be your
pick.
Five diamond. That's your five right. diamond.
So I will give you an under, okay? An under, second under of the year. How about that?
Okay. Wow.
All right. New coach Kenny Niumatalolo moves on. You got Brian Newberry. New head coach of Navy. They get absolutely boat raced by Notre Dame week one, catching 20.5. They've already lost five straight to the Fighting Irish by 18.5 points per game. Under 5.5 wins, plus 140. They got Notre Dame at Memphis, Air Force at SMU, Army. Those are all losses. They also have East Carolina, UAB. I think UAB is going to be improved with Trent Dilfer as well. And North Texas, they could lose 7 or 8 games easy. So I think they're going to be absolutely atrocious. So I'm going under 5.5 Navy this year.
Wow.
I don't hate it.
It's really
basically because I'm looking at it now, and really the only games where I can look at it and say maybe that are in the pocket are obviously they got the Seahawks of Wagner coming in on September the 9th. But other than that, maybe at Charlotte, you know,
they're winning. Charlotte is,
yeah, Charlotte stinks. Yeah, they could lose all their other games. They really could. I could even at Temple, USF. They're going to lose Notre Dame and Memphis, and obviously in the Army Navy game is always a toss up. But no, Joe, I think you're onto something with the under 5.5.
What's the juice?
Plus 140
on the under.
Yep. Yeah.
Makes
and then obviously when we hear that, that kind of makes us think of what are we missing here? What are we missing? Why is it plus one?
Well, it's a triple option, you know that. As long as they could dictate tempo, they're going to be in games, right? So that's really what it comes down to. They got 8 starters coming back on defense.
They will win a game or two that they probably aren't supposed to win.
Right. So maybe they win.
But you need him to go 500 to lose this bet. You need 6-6 to lose it.
Right.
Could they go 5-7? Yeah, I think you were going to sweat this to the Army game, which is in Foxborough this year, by the way.
Oh, I like that.
A little change of pace.
I like
they're
that.
Playing in Foxborough.
Ooh, that could change the over. That might be an automatic over bet. Over came in last year.
The 31
over
and a
half. Came in last year in overtime. I altered it all the way to the highest level, and I almost got it if the kid doesn't fumble. If the kid doesn't fumble on the 1-yard line trying to stretch.
Do you want my four? This is my 5-diamond. I haven't given out my 5-diamond.
Whoa, what?
5-diamond.
There got to be user or something
goodness.
For this.
This is gigantic.
UTSA it's going to be Rice.
I'm gonna probably play the UTSA over 7.5 because you know how much I like Frank Harris.
Frank Harris is your boy. He's your guy.
He's my guy. So it's understandable that I'm gonna be involved there. But the play that I like the most in the American is an under, just like you. I'm playing an under as well.
All right.
And it's under for Tulane, 9.5.
Ooh, you're going after Michael Pratt.
I'm going after Pratt. I'm going after the team that beat USC, the big 46-45 win. Here's why. 9.5 is a lot, okay? And I think that this number is obviously pumped up because of how they finished last year, the Sugar Bowl win, and Pratt coming back. But they play Ole Miss, so that's one. All right? I got to find.
But they can't win that game?
I don't think so. No.
Where's the game?
It's at Ole Miss, right?
No, the game's actually at Tulane. And I don't
really?
Care.
Oh, that's going to look fantastic on the screen. They're wearing baby blue helmets? Are they wearing the powder blues? The powder blue pants for Jackson Dart?
They could play the game on Mars. Kiffin's not losing to them early in the
season.
So
when is that game?
You can play the game?
Is that
where?
Early?
Week 2, Saturday, September 9th, 3:30 game.
There got to be a number for that. Let's find a number.
There might be a number for that. You're right.
I'm going to find the number.
I don't
want to
take off my win total screen here. So if you can get the number for it.
I'll look for
Kids
it.
Got these right toggling win totals. What week is the game? Week 2?
Week 2 is the Ole Miss game.
Yeah.
Now, I actually think there's other games here, Joe, and you'll agree with me. They are at Memphis this year. You can lose that
game. They're only 7. They're 7-point favorites week 1 against South Alabama.
I think they can lose the South Alabama game. That is a good team. I think they can lose at Memphis. I think they can lose to UTSA. You know, and look, there's North Texas we've talked about in here already, and East Carolina. I don't see them going 10-2. Or better, 10-2, 11-1, undefeated. Not with this schedule. I think that this is 8-4, maybe 9-3. I don't see 10 wins again. I don't see it.
All right. That's a good bet.
So I'm going under the two.
You know,
lane
Michael Pratt's my guy, though. I like Michael Pratt.
That number should be 8.5. That's what the number should be. I think the number's too high. So I'm
keep an eye out for Rice too. They can make some noise. Played
really?
A bowl game last year. They played
4.5's the number. 4.5. American Conference. Good start here at Texas and then Houston.
South Florida, so bad.
Who's coaching them now?
Give me the date of the game again.
September 9th. September 9th, Tulane Ole Miss. They probably don't.
No line on that?
They probably don't. They're not going to put that line up. They're not going to.
Really?
You need two Power 5 teams to get an early line like that. You're not getting it with Tulane.
What do you mean? Make the number right now.
Actually, you know who might have that number? Actually, I apologize. I'm going to check somewhere else that might have that number.
I'm going to look.
I think I can find that number somewhere.
I think I can as well.
All right.
I know.
We only got access to about 6 billion books. I'm sure that we could find.
Here's South Florida's schedule, now that you got me on the thing. Western Kentucky, Florida A&M, Bama's a loss. But they have Bama coming to their place. Crazy. Rice at Navy, at UAB, FAU, at UConn, at Memphis, Temple, at UTSA. Shaw, you're telling me they can't win four games with Gary Bohannon at quarterback? Like, no?
Yeah, I don't think so. It's hard for me to get in bed with U.S. Who's coaching them now?
Alex Golesh.
Who? Who?
I don't know.
Alex Golesh.
Come on. I can't find a number anywhere for that Tulane Ole Miss game, Dave. I know you probably have access to a little bit.
I saw a line for that. That's a week two game, right?
September 16th, you said, yeah?
September 9th.
Places just now. September 9th.
9th.
It's actually Labor Day weekend, isn't it?
No, that's the weekend before.
It's the week before.
I mean, are you not paying attention?
Wait, Labor Day is, I thought, the 3rd or 4th.
Yeah, that's the right. Fourth. And then it's the following weekend.
So Tulane Ole Miss is Saturday the 9th, week 2, technically, of the college football season. There's week 0, week 1, week 2. That is week 2.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, make the number. Is Ole Miss favored?
Ole Miss is seven points.
I think they're at least less than a touchdown seven. Favorite.
You think more? Wow, okay.
I think they're a touchdown favorite at Tulane.
Seven. Seven, seven and a half. Maybe even 9, because it's Kiffin.
I think we make it 6.5 and let him bet Ole Miss. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm high on Ole Miss this year, by the way.
A lot of people are. It's
fair. What, Joe?
I'm high on Ole Miss. I think they could be, a potential dark horse.
I'm going to want them to win that game.
It's almost breaking news.
I'll be rooting for them there.
Not really breaking news. Not yet.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. I want to quickly give Joe these passing and receiving season-long numbers for college football. And then we got baseball coming up on Friday, too. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM Channel 159. Good to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Sportsbook Consigliere hanging as well. Okay, Joe. So they have passing touchdowns, passing yards for just a select few of quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Quinn Ewers, Michael Penix, Drake May, Sam Hartman, Bo Nix, and Jordan Travis. So they have season-long numbers for all of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hartman, 26.5 for the Irish passing touchdowns. I wouldn't play. What do you got for Caleb Williams? 33.5.
I'd play.
It's an over. That's an over.
I would take over for Caleb. I would certainly take over for Penix. He's got his top three wide receivers coming back. Same number. I think Penix is going to be there with Williams every step of the way. Jaden Daniels, 19.5. It seems doable, but LSU likes to run. Neighbors is good. He runs so much too, Jaden Daniels. He's like Spencer Sanders was. You know, could have one game where 19.5 is light, and it's juiced to the under. Juiced to the under?
Yeah, no, thank you. I got to
tell you this. These numbers are impossible to make. They're so hard. Everything's a guess. You just kind of, average it out from last year. Add, when you listen to guys like Lacy telling you, Penix bringing everybody back, I got to pump that number up. You move it by 50s. Like, it's survive in advance with these numbers. So if you think something's off, it might really be off. Like, I tell people this all the time, but these stuff, like these numbers or yards and stuff, they'll be good with a couple, but most of them, way off, way off.
I'll tell you the number that I think is off.
Yeah.
It's on the passing yards. I think Drake May, 3,050.5, with those ACC defenses for the most part. And I know he runs, but I think that's light for him. I think he could be close to 4,000.
Well, I agree with you. I think that's an over. And then we have guys like, look, Quinn Ewers is the third choice on the Heisman board right now.
I would sell that. I would sell his under.
I was
going to
say it's 3,000 flat with obviously and a half on the back end. But I mean, you made the point that, if they started, with a loss to Alabama, a poor loss.
55-10.
Feel the problem for Quinn this year. And look, Quinn went to Texas. I don't think he knew, obviously he didn't know at that time if they were definitely going to get Arch Manning or not or what the deal was. But Quinn's in a real tough spot here. I think Quinn's a decent player. But, man, he's got that kid standing behind him who they're just dying to play, and the fans are dying to see him play also. And I got a feeling that 3,000, he's going to have to play real well to play every game this year.
Not only
you're already talking me into the under. That's a great call.
He was already
call.
Hurt last year.
And he got hurt last year. That's even more, Joe. So I think the under yards for Ewers, what's his touchdown total? 27.5? I mean,
Sold.
I'd rather play the yards under. I'd rather play the yards under than the touchdowns.
How many yards? I don't think he had a game where he threw for 300 last year. Even in the win against Kansas State, it was Bijan Robinson. His best game might have been the Washington game.
Now,
let me just see this.
Let's remember. Let me just see here. Now, last year he missed how many? He missed how many games last year?
Three. His highest total was the Washington game.
2177 he threw for, and that includes the bowl game. Now, this total does not include the bowl game.
This
3,000.
This is a good play. This is a good play, boys.
Here's his total. You ready?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
No, okay. 225, 134, 289, 172, 319, 197, 171, 107, 194, and 369.
And I know somebody is going to say to me, well, they had Bijan Robinson last year. They had, trust me, they're going to run it. They're going to run it. That's what they are. It's especially if he's playing. I think this is a good play.
No, I got to search the books here in Vegas. Listen, I like to give you back and forth, and we go all this stuff. I'm going to have to find a reason to not play that because that's a good play. Just listening and then trying to figure out what the number is. Lacy just gave us all his individual games. That's good, Mike.
I mean, he missed three regular season games, like Joe said. He threw 369, so you got to take the 369 out. So that's about 1,800 yards he threw for in the regular season. Throw in three games of maybe 200 yards apiece, and you're still only getting to about 24.
You could throw three games of 300 yards apiece, and it's still under.
Yeah, I think this is a go right here. This is
the other guy.
Put this
all
in.
Systems go.
The other guy is Jordan Travis. Now, they averaged about 177 rushing yards per game last year. They were up over 200 in five of the last seven games, Florida State. 27-75. They have a pretty good wide receiver core now. They have Keon
I'm looking
Coleman
at the Heisman
Michigan
Trophy
State.
List. Who's the three guys in New York at the end of the season? I just need
Caleb,
the three. I don't need.
Caleb,
that's an automatic. He's 5-1. I mean, how is this not bet?
Him.
Okay.
I already bet him.
What are your other two?
Let me see. I would go personally.
I think Penix will be there.
Penix probably will be there. It could be two Pac-12 guys. And then I would throw in Drake May, maybe.
Wow. Is he on the list?
I don't know.
Wow. 18.
Here's what I know about this Heisman. Me and Joe had this talk the last 2 years. We had a string. What was Caleb before last season, Joe, when he won? What was his preseason number?
I think he was like 16-1.
I was going to say 15. Yeah, somewhere
he broke a string of years where you had guys who in the preseason were absolutely nowhere near the top of the board. I mean, Devonta Smith was nowhere near
Neither was Burrow.
Of the board. Burrow was nowhere. He was 200-1. He was nowhere near the top of the board. So you've had years here recently, because of what this award has become, where you can get in the preseason, if you can find the needle in the haystack, as we talk about all the time, you can find it in this market, potentially 100-1 or more for somebody to win the Heisman. It can be found.
Who could it be?
Because personally, I don't think they're going to give it. Unless Caleb Williams would have to have, personally, the greatest season in college football history for them to give it to him back-to-back years.
Or because he wins a Pac-12 championship and they're undefeated.
Fine. You know, undefeated year. And he has to dwarf what he did last year. Because I'm telling you.
Which won't be easy.
These people that vote for this award, now, the Heisman's a little different. There's thousands of people. You got people who don't watch. You got people. They don't like. There hasn't been a repeat since, what, Archie in the 70s?
Archie. Griffin.
Three times a guy has had an opportunity.
Okay. They weren't really close.
No.
Weren't really close. Tebow wasn't close that time. Johnny wasn't close. Manziel. And wasn't one of the Alabama guys the last few years.
Bryce wasn't close.
Last year. Correct.
You know,
so
Bryce was
you've
not
had a few guys,
well.
But I don't think that you would have to absolutely blow the doors off of college football for them to give it to you a second year in a row.
Tua? Tua's brother, Tagovailoa?
Unfortunately for him, he plays in Maryland. Now,
no way.
DJ? DJ?
I like DJU, personally.
Come on. You
100-1. I'm looking for the stabs.
I don't think you can win the Heisman because of this. This award has now become, it used to be the most outstanding player in college football. It's not anymore. Now it's who's on the team. Your team needs to make the playoff. You need all the
guys ready?
Which is all nonsense.
I'll give you a guy.
Spencer Rattler.
You're going to, no. Well, Spencer Rattler possibly, yes. But I'll give you a deep shot. And I might even buy his jersey.
This is going to be somebody on either Oklahoma State or Texas Tech. It's going to be somebody in one of these.
You ready?
Here he goes. Nick Singleton.
It's a perfect landscape for him.
Nick Singleton. Penn State running back.
Can I say
Nick Singleton. Singleton. Go.
Keaton Slovis at 150-1 in BYU.
Whoa!
Come on. Is that where he is this year? He's only on his fourth team in 4 years.
Come on, Joe.
Nice of him.
He's 150-1. The other guy is right next to him, Spencer Sanders, because I believe he is going to be the starter. But, you know, I think Ole Miss is going to surprise a lot of people. Not with Jackson Dart. Going to be with Spencer Sanders. I think he wins that. And if he was on a different team, if this guy was on a different team, he would hands down be right there with Caleb Williams. KJ Jefferson is unbelievable. But the fact that he's on Arkansas it's very difficult. Because he is unbelievable. The numbers that he could put up are phenomenal. Could be the next Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker.
We just need him to be competitive, like, and be in the mix to be one of the three. Because anything at 100 to 1 or 150 to 1, we can work with as we get
you
closer.
Need a guy. Know. How about this? Here's one. Ready? Harold Perkins, 150 to 1 defensive player. I'm booking it right now. I'm taking it.
Oh, stop with the defensive player. They have no shot.
What's
they
the
won't
deal
let
with
him
this?
Win it.
What's the deal with this kid McCord from Ohio State? Is he good?
Kyle McCourty's good, but, I mean, they got Trevion Henderson. You got Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, but, you know.
Well, look, you the Ohio share. State gonna, quarterbacks have been in the mix here
come
the last year.
Now, come on. Come on. You
okay.
Can't.
Yeah, no, I'm playing him now.
Nobody?
I'm in. Guys,
I'm taking Harold Perkins.
I'm in.
I'm
you
taking
completely
Harold Perkins.
Dismiss the guy? I'm in. Yeah. Bang.
All
let's
right,
go.
Good. You know what? I dismissed him so much. Harold Perkins, 150 to 1. You want to talk about a game changer? Everybody talked about Will Anderson last year.
Yeah.
This kid.
I had to throw all those tickets out at the end of the year.
When he has 30 sacks this year, then you talk to me.
All those Will Anderson tickets that I had, all on the floor
chopped,
at the end of
chopped.
The year. The can, the CLV, all of it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Sharapan with us as well. All right, quickly, a few things. Friday Night Baseball, big slate, of course, heading into All-Star Weekend. Final games. Nobody will be playing Monday through Thursday next week. You get the All-Star festivities in Seattle. First one I have to bring to the attention is, you don't see this very often at all this year, the Braves are dogs on Friday night.
Yep. Wow.
Don't get it often.
Yep.
Plus 102 in Tampa against the Rays. What a weekend series that is to take into the All-Star break. Rays and Braves.
About that.
Unbelievable.
Glass now. Yeah.
That's an auto play for me with the Braves.
Is it?
Auto play. Alt it? You're going to alt it?
No, I'm just going to play the Braves plus 102.
All right, there you go.
That's it. Done deal. Alex Manoa.
Favorite? Do they close the favorite?
Probably not. You think it'll move from minus 120 that far? I guess maybe.
Yep.
It could.
I do.
You might be right. Manoa returns from Siberia for the Blue Jays, and they're laying minus 148 in Detroit. I'll take the Tigers.
Over.
Manoa on Friday night. And the over. Joe, you want the over 9 there, Detroit and Toronto?
No, they screwed me. And
what?
The other night. I can't. That means it's an automatic over for Carver. There you go.
You want an automatic over? Cubs and Yankees at the stadium. Carlos Rodon makes his long-awaited debut for the Pinstripes.
Outstanding.
Jameson Shots of Tyone returns to the Bronx. So, now, the problem with that over is I don't know if the Yankees can actually hit, but I'm sure Rodon will give up plenty of runs. You got the Angels and the Dodgers late night, too. Verlander's with the Mets in San Diego. So you got plenty of good games. Good job, Dave. Thanks for hanging out. Good job by Mike Demergis, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We will see you back tomorrow. Me and Joe right here on the grid.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.